Poet Gary Snyder once said, "Nature is not a place to visit, it is home." That sentiment, for those of us living in the middle of a city, can be hard to remember, let alone to follow. Which is why I'm very happy to be joined by the manager at Press Street Gardens, Marguerite Green, who'll be talking to us about keeping an educational farm and green space in the middle of New Orleans. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, David?
Doing great. Great to have you on the show.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Well, for starters and for our listeners' sake, I'm wondering, where are the Press Street Gardens located?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Press Street Gardens are on the actual boundary between the Bywater and the Marigny. We're on Press Street, as the name might imply, and we're the entire block between Dauphine and Burgundy. So we're an entire city block. It equals about a half an acre, all told.
Oh, good. Yeah. And what are you growing, and what types of animals do you have on the farm?
Great. So we're very excited because we have two new baby goats, and they're just lovely creatures, if not very mischievous. We have two baby goats, and then we also have their mother, and we have some chickens. And right now we're transitioning into all of the summer crops. So we have some tomatoes that are already producing. We have watermelon, cucumber, squash. We have like basil and eggplant too. So
with the garden, a big component of it is this education aspect and this focus on education, especially considering your partnership with the NOCA Institute. And I was wondering if you could just talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're essentially the school garden of NOCA, the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts. So the garden is really there to enrich the learning of all of our students. But I've always been really excited by the arts partnerships that we get to do that are really cool. We work largely with culinary arts, obviously. That's a very, very easy leap right there. Right now we have a project where our culinary arts students are developing natural snowball flavors from the garden. And we were so generously donated a snowball machine by Snow Wizard. So now we have like a garden snowball stand, which is so fun. It's like an adult dream. And the young people are making things like blackberry sage snowball syrup from our garden, and that's really amazing. We had an arts and humanities and sciences cross project where students actually designed their gardens and then used whatever their discipline was to represent a small garden space that's basically a representation of gardens as they evolved throughout the history of America and food culture. So we had like dances, film projects and photography projects and musical compositions about the way that like looking at their plants made them feel. And it's wonderful. There's so many ways that we can integrate the garden into our schoolwork.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Kind of an overall question. Why do you think this space is important?
I think the space is important because there aren't enough green spaces in the city where people can really understand how to interact with plants. There are a lot of unmaintained green spaces, and I think those are lovely too, and I think those are really important. But there's something nice about a green space that is more of a maintained educational garden that adults are also welcome in. So we get to have those cool conversations with adults like we're all back in fourth grade science or something. It's really fun.
So what upcoming events do you have?
At the garden coming up this season, we have an event in conjunction with the Eat Local Challenge. And so that's a chicken keeping event. This will be our third year teaching a chicken keeping workshop in the city. And then we also are going to be having a fall seed starting workshop on June 10th. And that's really important because you got to get a jump. You got to start your fall seeds so much earlier than people realize. It's like the middle of summer when you're starting your fall seeds. So those are two of ours. And then at the end of the summer, we'll be having our dirt gala, which is like our annual dirty gala. We like to have right in the middle of summer when no one wants to come out. We do an event with like little kiddie pools and our animals are out and we have all sorts of games and drinks and food and music. So we don't have a date set for that yet, but if people will just keep an eye on our Facebook and follow us, it's Press Street Gardens on Facebook, then we'll have that out soon.
So where can normal folks find your produce around town?
Great. Well, we actually sell at the Crescent City Farmers Markets on Thursdays. That's the one that's at the American Can Company from 3 to 7. And we also are at the Refresh Farmers Market, which is in the like Refresh building on Broad Street on Mondays from 4 to 7. It's sort of in the lobby in front of the Whole Foods Market. We also sell to a lot of local restaurants. So we pop up on menus every now and then at places like our own cafe, Press Street Station, and at Sneaky Pickle on St. Claude. And you'll see us on a couple random menus here and there. So,
well, I want to thank you again for coming on. This is such a pleasure talking
with
you.
Absolutely.
I was just speaking with manager of Press Street Gardens, Marguerite Green. Until next time, I'm David Benedetto for NOLA V.